I'm here to present that the Tunisian Women Engineers post-revolution challenges. I came here with my colleagues or friends from ATFI, Association Tunisienne des Femmes Ingénieurs, which means a Tunisian organization for women engineers. I will be presenting the first part, then the part of our organization will be presented by our president, Nadia Sfisi. We have been working, all of us here, for this presentation, me, her, Imen Lamblou, Jeanne Daria, and Nadia Lamblou. So we are going to start a little bit with a bit of history, Tunisian history. I mean, not Tunisian history, but engineering Tunisian history. Then we will move to the revolution and what happened with after and during the revolution, and the women, especially during that post-revolution time. Then we will move by to our association or organization, ATFI, then the challenges. So maybe I was just thinking, maybe you don't know where's Tunisia, so maybe it's nice to just put you a bit on track here. So it's the northernmost country from Africa. That small red one is Tunisia. We have about 165,000 square kilometers. We have that Libya on the south, east, and then Algeria from the west, and then the Mediterranean Sea on the north, and so on. So, yeah. Anyway, there was another map of Tunisia where we have shown that. Our economy based on industry and agriculture and so on. So it wasn't important anyway. Let's move to the pre-revolution era. So engineering is nothing new to us. It started since 1837 by the governor Ahmed Bey. He created the Polytechnical School of Bardo. He allowed then the students to do modernity and technologies and so on. 1898, the first engineering school. Then 1970 was called INET for agriculture engineering. Then 1956, we had about 84 graduate engineers, from which we had 48 agriculture engineers. So you get to see some like old pictures from 1968 and 1975. Oh yeah. So, you know, Tunisian women are so strong since, let's say, at least from the 1956, we had a nice, good president, Bourguiba. He allowed, we were the first to sign that constitution about women for their rights, giving them their rights and so on. So then the women were so anxious and they were worried. During the revolution, and if they are gonna keep that same, like, let's say, freedom and everything. As you know, maybe or you don't, Tunisian women are most of them are educated. So yeah, I chose that one because it was mainly about freedom, that revolution. Tunis Hurra, which means Tunis free.
Free.
Tunis free.
Or mean actually Tahia Tunis Hara. Tunis Tahia means like leaves forever as free in Tunisia. Yeah. So that revolution was called. It started actually on December 2010, but officially that dictator who stayed like about 23 years governing our country. Or maybe ruining, let's say not ruining, he did also nice things, but anyway, dictator he was anyways. On 14th of January 2011 was that Jasmine Revolution. On then other countries, Arab countries, followed, like Egypt, Libya and so on. Then that was so-called Arab Spring. So yeah, women were, like I said, they were so worried after that revolution if they're gonna still keep. Yep.
What was the last bullet on the previous slide?
it goes by itself. That's what I was saying, the constitution of 1956 that that we have since the independence. I talked about it on the previous slide, sorry. Yeah, so I'm a bit patriotic, sorry, so or not. So women, yeah, they were so worried and they had to do something. You know, let's say the first, it's funny thing because the source of revolution, it was a woman. She was the last drop that overflowed the glass. And since then, that's what happened. So after the revolution, many people finally they could put into action what they were thinking, their freedom of speech, thoughts, and so on. So institutions and many new things were created, associations, organizations, and so on. So we had about 61 engineering training institutions, 21 institutions. The rate of graduated engineers per year is 7,000, about. So we could notice that since 2000 till 2015, graduated engineers are about 5 times more than it used to be. Here we show that 50,000 are in activity from those 70,000 out of 70,000 engineers, graduated ones. Like I said, most of girls are educated, and about 60% of university they are girls. Tunisian society is slightly more girls, I mean women than men. It's like 50.2% of women comparing to men. They have higher grades and so on. So, but they work in different kind of army, civil aviation, those kind of things. Here we can see that the women are in between parentheses, and that graduate engineers only, they're getting higher and higher and higher. 40% of women there, we can see out of the total of engineers are women. I have to go quite fast, I'm not going to tell everything here, but you can see from 25 to 20 year old are about 47.2 of women. Engineers. So it's over the last 35 years, it's multiplied actually by 11, which is quite good. But there is a but later. We had to compare with France, you know, it's the closest country to us, and it has been in Tunisia since I don't know when, so it's really, really very close culture and education and everything. So we had to compare each other. In Tunisia, like 14.9% is the annual growth of graduated engineers, whereas in France it's only 4.2%. Well, they have other better things than like institutes, engineering institutes. They have about 120. We have only 61, but we are also a smaller country. Women engineers represent 87% compared to France, which is 73%. Yeah, so as I said, it's like 40% of women are engineers overall, all the engineers that we have. And there you can see some of specialties that we have, they like to be doing. But, yeah, in 2012 there was only one quarter of women active, even though they were graduated and so on as engineers. So the rate was only 26, I mean, not only, but it was a lot, 26.9% of unemployment, which is quite high. It's the highest on the world, and it's alarming.
It's not only women here, the 26.9, it's only women?
It's only women for the moment, because the one quarter of women, they were active, which like the three quarter were unemployed. And then,
but the
percentage, that's the whole, the country, I mean, the Tunisia,
the country,
in
yes.
That year. But
men and women.
Yeah, yeah. And that one quarter is like a...
Especially not every woman in Tunisia is either active or employed.
Yeah, studying, it can be PhD.
Because some of them choose not to work. That's why that we have, for women who won't work, 26.5% of them are employed.
And one thing is that that education is compulsory in Tunisia. No one has. You have to study.
So we just had to compare the engineering profession and the healthcare, which comes later on. So we see that women in the orange or what color you can see there are the women, and the adults are the male. So it's quite less, much less than the men. So they are choosing.
Which is across the bottom?
What do you mean? What button?
What are these words that go this way?
Ah,
the
country.
I can read that. That's what I'm asking.
So that's Tunisia here.
It's the,
that's Jordan, for example.
Okay.
Jordan? Mm-hmm. Tunisia? Mm-hmm. And I mean,
Middle East.
China, and
United States.
Kingdom, and so on.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. And then the healthcare. We see that they go more, they avoid maybe engineering studies, or maybe that's the stereotype that the our society is telling, that women shouldn't be doing engineering, maybe jobs or studies. But anyway, so we can see that women are mostly, mainly doing that more than men. I don't know if you see the dots. And they are the same countries again, that Tunisia is the one in the circle. The problem is that the needs are much higher now than the job offers. And the waiting period is so like long. So people, some of them, they don't really want to be jobless, so they just choose to do PhD studies, for example. Or just keep on studying, doing research, or just do something like a private employment or something like that. Or just, they just go for public administration jobs. 42% of them are doing that. Since the revolution, many organizations had the freedom of speech, had the freedom of thought. They could finally create new things, and they talk about their thoughts and so on. So 7,500 of organizations were created, among them our association, ITFI, to make a better,
excuse me, when you say 7,500, it's not companies, it's NGOs.
Oh,
so it's
NGOs.
Yes.
Since the revolution.
So
like in 5 years.
Actually,
I don't really.
How many
in total? Combien d'organisations de l'association? En tout. C'est juste après la révolution.
Avant, il y a très peu.
Très peu.
Oui.
Parce que
c'était. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
And media, everything was, limited. You cannot do anything. And if you want to do something, you have to be either with the government or something or not. So now, in 5 years, 7,500 is quite a lot, actually.
Did you also found your organization?
Yes. Now she's going to start talking about it immediately
Thank you, Sarah. I'm sorry, I don't speak English as well as Sarah. Donc, I present for you our organization. Our organization is BABY. We are only 1 year old. Donc, ATFI is the first scientific organization in Tunisia for women engineers. We are founding this organization in November 2015. It has now about 60 active members, in which 20% are students. ATFI conducted promotional activities, exchange with institution, engineering school, and other organizations. Our goal is create a network. First is create a network of female engineers who have common interest and goal, being a source of proposals to improve the position of women engineering, especially in the economic sector, helping young graduation women engineers in the orientation and integration of the job market, and becoming a driving power for improvement in the education system. Our mission enhances the spirit of solidarity and sharing between the organization members, highlight the experience and the knowledge exchange between women engineers and students. Encourage women engineers to be a session model by proving that they are capable of leading a professional successful life while having a balanced family one. Donc show that the engineering job can be well exerced by both men and women equally. Provide different types of training such as in soft skills, management, legal domains, etc. Donc our action plan is 1. Networking, promotion of the engineering profession, mentoring, training, and partnership with other similar organizations. Donc now this example for our activities in 2015 and 2016. Donc we this coffee meeting, after work meeting, monthly we do it, Women Engineering Day and brunch with our women engineers. Look, this is an international conference by EEEE. Engineering student, donc, working with students, engineering students, working with high school, and meeting with Tunisian minister, such as scientific research minister, telecommunication industry, and the development and corporation minister. Income actions, participation in the forthcoming establishment of career center within School of Engineering, participation in the training project and mentoring women engineers wishing to launch their own project and startup during the first 2 years. Contribution in ministry initiative, task force of telework. Enhance the spirit of entrepreneurship in the regions.
One question. You have established career center in School of Engineering because before they, it was not done? The men, they didn't do it before?
No.
It's a project in the Ministry of Education, and they asked us to participate in this project.
And it did not work before?
No.
It doesn't exist.
Donc, our members network in Tunisia, donc in Tunis, Faxus, and over the world, Canada, France, Germany, and Finland, Sarah. Donc, hope can be an ATFP members, donc being a woman, having a Tunisian citizenship or being an official Tunisian resident, having an engineering diploma or being an engineer student in Tunisia or everywhere.
This is plus.
Yeah.
Means that, for example, a Cameroonese who have done the Tunisian school cannot be.
If she is a resident in Tunisia, yes.
Ah, okay.
Now, how to contact us? You can take this. We have all
the flyers. You can find
there
them
in the this. Yeah.
So this is like almost the last slide.
Now I let Sarah to finish.
So Tunisia of tomorrow. What we wish actually, the aim is on 2023, we want to have about 35% of attendance rate of engineering schools, women attending those engineering schools, because those are 28.5% in 2014 only. We need to do a mind change of people. They have to change that stereotype thing that women cannot be engineer. Women have a specific job to do and they cannot do that and so on. So maybe some law for that, removing this gender discrimination or something. We really need something to be done about that. So it's like self-awareness, let's say, or I don't know. And thank you. It's like something I found on the net, and I found an interesting. If you need, I can read it for you.
Or not?
Meanwhile, I'm gonna put the
reference. What's the same?
Oh, I can read it for you. Yeah.
Please read it. I can't read it.
Okay. So it says since the spark of the uprising, women have been frontline protesters, journalists, photographers,
volunteers, election observers, bloggers, and companions, despite the violence they have to endure.
By LGBT activists, Tunisia,
and bloggers. Yeah. And meanwhile, you can ask questions. We are going to watch something. Like, we keep it on background and you think about your questions.
It's a summary for our activities or all our activities in 2025-26.
Is women's status getting better or worse after the revolution? Is it getting worse?
Let's say it's getting better because finally we can express ourselves, but also it's worse in point of view of jobs because men are somehow getting more jobs easily. So it's, we are going to less and less, I mean, find job finders or, you know, opportunities are getting less for women somehow.
Why?
It might be because of the other, you know, its mentality happened changing because many other countries, I mean, refugees and things, people coming to there, so they're influencing our mind things. Or maybe also because the others who were like that, like close-minded, they couldn't do that when we had a dictator because he didn't let them actually, the ex-president that we had. Maybe now they just have the freedom to tell to the women, don't go to work, don't do, you know, I mean, I'm talking about men here. It might be, that's my own explanation.
We have less jobs in general.
And in so general.
The environment is good, it's now bigger and more and more after the revolution.
Yeah.
And the situation is a little bit chaotic, so companies,
clothing,
and fabrics,
which is normal.
Which is very huge. Yes, and we are moving to a very little country. And when the jobs are less, the men get the
huge
jobs.
Huge
jobs.
Middle East and Asia, Europe. What is your feeling about?
you have an English speaker woman only and a, let's say French speaker only? If you are now telling that we have to have Arabic women only?
No, Arabic not in the sense of the language, more of the
language. Well, that's the only thing. You mean the culture?
Yeah, I used to work at ITU, so ITU they have Arabic, not only for women, they said the Arabic world,
okay.
They like to, but maybe that's nonsense, I don't know. I'm asking the questions. I'm not Arabic, I don't know.
My feeling is that not all Arabic countries have the same problems. We have the same problems
this,
in Egypt,
this,
Morocco, Algeria. Maybe also Jordan, but Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and so they have it's lost. Yeah, they have money we don't have. They have a very small population. It's not the same.
So there is no rational in going with the political ladies.
It's my.
No, I'm asking openly the question.
And also there's like a Francophone Arabic countries and
yes.
Might be also
better. Egypt is not Francophone, but we are quite near.
I think it's better if we the region is Middle East and North Africa.
So maybe you have different views, but maybe you need more time to.
Yes.
Well, we need to have the same target at least first to be having the same like a group.
So it's just to think about the efficient way.
Yeah.
How do we get to your target more quicker?
Mm-hmm.
Quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we need to create a sub-region like UNECA, the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa?
Mm-hmm.
They have five regions. They have the southern part. They have the central part, eastern, western,
mm-hmm.
and North Africa.
Yeah.
So obviously, North Africa, UNECA. Would be your correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So geographically, it's easier
yeah.
that way than having because the other Arabic countries are far away.
I noticed that the communication, UNESCO communication,
yes,
they doesn't put together Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Maghreb.
Mm.
If you mm-hmm. research, you see data for Sub-Saharan Africa
mm.
and data for Maghreb. Mm-hmm. And compare the two realities is not easy if you have to analyze
mm.
the human scientist human situation.
Yeah, you mean, I didn't get your question. You mean it's not easy when they are separating?
It is not the question I share with you.
Yeah, well, it is true.
But
actually,
it's a little bit like...
I don't know where.
Border.
I don't know border.
Yeah.
I'm your report of UNESCO.
That is true.
Several publications, they separate Sub-Saharan Africa and
they don't have the same condition of living either. And education maybe.
We don't know each other.
Yeah.
So in Indonesia we know more about the European culture than
true.
About the African Sub-Saharan culture. Some border was done. Whatever, I don't know why, and we are inheriting of that, and my opinion is it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
We should change the proof to it, we should change
that.
It. And we can do it
maybe.
Within our organization.
Maybe
we
can change. But we must provoke this
change.
It's time to
change.
I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Other questions or remarks, maybe, or suggestions?
When IEEE held the media, which group from IEEE?
She was there.
Was it
in Tunis? It was in Tunis.
It
was in
goodness, it was. We have our Itwazu.
Itwazu, it's a student branch of engineering student.
Yes.
And they organized
this. This international, and no woman, it's woman and man.
Mm-hmm.
But there is we. Woman, E A.
Yes.
It's for women, women, girl students.
Mm-hmm.
This.
Okay, and some of these students are numbered, and they go to the US and they assist the conference there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they.
Yes.
Get exchange.
This conference was international too,
mm-hmm.
in Tunisia.
Well, I remember hearing about it. I just didn't know who organized it and so forth. So it was
Students
yes.
organized students in monastery in engineering institute of monastery. They organized this conference. And
so
they
how many universities now do you have young women that are members? How many different universities?
In our
we
had about 16,
they say.
But they come from Enid, from
yes.
Yes.
How
60
many?
Is the total. 20% are the students.
The most
yes.
represented one is the INSAT.
Yeah.
But
I came from
the INSAT, but we have also from
Monastirs, FACS, and SUS.
61
associations.
Before coming, we talked by May. How to share the experience and the seminar. When we come, I tell them that we come to Jumelage.
Yes.
We have to think about this and the way to conquer it.
Yes, we
are open.
We are open minded, Fina. The first step was to be in Inuit, to enter in the international with international woman engineer, and it's a pleasure to do with you. We are open minded to do any activities over.
And we need the support of Inuit also.
Yeah. Next. Step would be to us to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Some conference.
Isn't
yeah.
it like
yeah.
to happen at 20?
Ah, okay. Okay. Great. When?
Yes.
When?
When?
March? And actually, until August, he was a minister also in Tunisia. And now I don't know what job he has, but anyway, he in 2007 had a big event on women engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you open more women engineers and scientists, and
mm-hmm.
then he wants to
come.
Yeah.
Good. Well, this is the first organization at Tunis for women.
Yeah, there was no organization.
Yeah.
I agree. It was only a conference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Supposedly, then there should be, but nobody took the lead.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
took the lead.
Finally, someone
yeah.
did.
Exactly.